Turn in your King James Bible, please, to 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 12 for study number 133 today, please. This 15-minute audio Bible study commentary is titled 1 Timothy Study 133, Ministers as Sowers. Our text verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 12, and it reads this way: "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry." Now let's pray and ask God's leadership and guidance before we preach this message. Father, give us that divine touch today, that we might speak as the oracles of God, and as we wish we had, we stand in the judgment bar of God. I pray, God, you'd give us that touch of the Holy Ghost upon our lips and upon our mind. And Father, you might give us that driving force to drive this message into the hearts of men and women who hear the word of God around the land. We'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Save souls, Lord, today. Touch hearts that are out of the will of God. Have your own way. We commit it all to you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every word we speak. I pray you guard our mind and our heart, that we'd say what we need to say right, correctly, and that we wouldn't add anything that we should not add today to this message. And we'll give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now this will be study number 133, and it'll be the 14th study on verse number 12 of the first chapter of 1 Timothy in our studies here. We will title this lesson today, Ministers as Sowers, and it comes from the last word of verse number 12, from the ministry. We will repeat some things that the word minister we've already said in the past two or three lessons. The word minister means a servant or an agent who is appointed to manage business under the authority of another. A minister is an executive officer, so to speak, to execute the business of one who is in charge. A minister is also a delegate or an ambassador. A minister can be a pastor or a preacher of the gospel, but does not necessarily have to be. You can be a minister without being a preacher. The word minister is mentioned 98 times in the Bible. It is mentioned 66 times in the Old Testament and 32 times in the New Testament. The first mention of the word minister is found in Exodus chapter 24 and verse number 13. And the last mention of the word is found in 1 Peter 4:11. In this lesson, we want to take the word minister and use it and associate it with the word sower, and make it a minister sower, and expound on these words, because you can't have a ministry without a minister to carry out the ministry. Now, the word sower is mentioned 8 times in the Bible. It's mentioned 2 times in the Old Testament and 6 times in the New Testament. The meaning of the word sow is to spread, to propagate, to scatter, to plant, to introduce, or to implant. Now, a sower is one who sows or plants. In other words, a sower is one who spreads or plants seed. He's the one that introduces the seed to the ground. Now, one of the simplest parables that the Lord Jesus put forth to you and me, and we can find it in Matthew chapter number 13, verses 3 through 8. "And he spake many things unto them in parables." Now, a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. "And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell in good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Now, we'll say much about this parable in this lesson, and we hope it will develop a great interest in your heart to study the Word of God as it has never before. The seed, amen, we want to talk about today is the Word of God. This is one of the most instructive parables that Jesus put forth on the sowing of the seed. Sowing the seed of the Word of God is likened to the preaching of the precious gospel to the lost. The sower went forth to sow, and the seed fell upon various grounds of people. Some fell by the wayside. Some fell upon stony places. Some of the seed fell upon and among thorns, and some fell upon good ground. Now the seed is the Word of God. We want to get that established. The sower is the minister, the preacher, or the servant, or maybe the witness that gives out the gospel to those who are lost. The field is the world. The Lord is the one who gives the increase of the sowing of the seed. All the sower can do is sow or plant a seed. He can't make it come up, and he can't make it grow into a harvest. This must be the part of the Lord. We are told about this in the book of Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6. And the psalmist says, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." The seed is the eternal, inerrant, inspired, infallible Word of God. It's the divine truths of the Holy God, penned down by holy men of old, who were led and moved by the Holy Ghost. We call it the Bible. These holy truths are revealed to make men wise to the facts of eternal life. This precious seed, as it is called, is to be sown in its original purity without any mixture of the human mind whatsoever. The human mind will twist and warp the truth, and therefore it will be full of errors and full of man's philosophy. And certainly the lost don't need that. The Word of God is the living seed. It is alive, as we see in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. Many can't comprehend this, but listen to what God says. "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Now the word "quick" in this verse means alive. There are three things said about the Word of God in this verse. Number one, it is quick. Number two, it is powerful. And number three, it is sharper than any two-edged sword. This is the reason why we are to preach the Word of God and not what we think. The Word of God is good seed. It is certified seed, so to speak. You can count on it. It is the incorruptible seed of God sent forth to germinate in the heart and cause life to be formed in the soul. It is the living Word of life. It has in it the vital germ of life. If it is lodged in the right ground, the soul of man, it will germinate and grow. It contains the living principles and truths of God Almighty. It is the Word of the living God. It is the living breath of the Holy Spirit from whom it emanated and whose mind and impression it bears. It's not a dead letter. It's alive and alive forevermore. Now the second thing that we see in this scripture is that the Word of God is powerful. It is so powerful that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. God spoke and things happened as we've been taught and seen by the Word of God. The living Word is the only thing that can raise up souls who are dead in trespasses and sin and make them come alive from the dead spiritually. Nothing nor no one can raise up lost souls who are dead in trespasses and sin and make them a new creature in Christ Jesus. Nobody nor no one can speak to those who are dead and raise them up with their voice. Only the voice of the Lord, which is the Word of God, has that much power to bring lost souls alive. The third thing that is seen in this scripture is that the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Notice that the word here says that it is sharper than any two-edged sword. That means that there is no other instrument as sharp as the Word of God. It is also a two-edged sword. That means it's sharp on both sides, and it cuts both going in and coming out. This is the convicting power of the Word of God. No one can be saved without conviction, and the Word of God, through the driving power of the Holy Ghost, is that force that convicts of sin. Now, the fourth thing we want to point out about the Word of God is that it is incorruptible. The word incorruptible means moral, just, straight, honorable, honest, upright, imperishable, everlasting, immortal, indestructible, unchanging, or constant. You may add some more words. Now, the Word of God does the saving of our souls. We're told that we're saved by the incorruptible seed in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 23. The Bible said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Now, the incorruptible seed has been planted in my soul, and I thank God for it. This incorruptible seed has germinated and brought forth life eternal down deep in my soul. Thank God for the good seed of the Word of God. Thank God for the salvation by the Word of God. This incorruptible seed brings forth immortal life and immortality, and I'm grateful and thankful for it. The next thing that we want to look at is that the Word of God is precious. The word precious means valuable. It means costly, prized, expensive, treasurable, or priceless. The Word of God is seed, is called precious in Psalm 126, 6, as we have already pointed out in this lesson. The Word of God is precious in its author and in its origin. It is precious because it has no possible substitute. It stands alone and needs no props, amen, or any helps. We could say a lot more about this seed, but we need to look at some other things concerning the sowing of this seed. We have previously said that the world is the field in which we are to sow the seed. Every human heart is the ground or soil where we must labor to deposit this seed. We are told to go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Every human being needs this seed, and the human heart is the soil it must be sown in. So the sowing of this seed is to be sown in the human heart. We must sow this seed through the preaching, through the witnessing, and the passing out of literature or the Word of God in order to reach the lost souls for Christ. We must sow this seed skillfully. There's an art of sowing seed. Preaching of the Word of God is sowing seed, and we must sow it rightly. We must have the spiritual knowledge from God in order to know how to sow this precious seed with skill and do it properly. We don't have time in this lesson to talk about the four types of soil or the four types of souls that the Word of God falls upon. Many may hear and not receive the Word of God. This will result in their soul dying and going to hell. There are varied souls or soil that we must preach to, and we need to be skilled from God above in order to reach them and know how to touch them. Not only are we to sow the seed skillfully, we're to sow the seed of the Word of God faithfully. We're to be consistent and regular in letting the lost know about Christ that can save and redeem them from the pits of hell. We're to sow the seed of the Word of God diligently or seriously. We must put our all into the preaching and sowing of the Word of God to stop the lost dead in their tracks and cause them to see their lost condition without God. We must sow the seed plenteously and not sparingly. We must give all we can to the unbeliever to warn him of the need of a Savior and for him to see that he's undone and in a helpless, hopeless, and hell-bound condition. There's enough word or seed for all and enough to save all, so we need to sow it in abundance. Upon all these things we stated, the word must be sown with a prayerful heart and prayer on our lips continually, nothing wavering. We must keep the lost in our hearts 24/7, every day of the week. We need to pray and pray and pray for the sinner. The true duty of the minister as a sower of good seed is to sow the word of God. He's to bear the precious seed upon his shoulders and broadcast it out in the world so that they may reach the heart of the lost. His job is to spread the divine truth and preach the gospel of Christ. The lost will die in their sin if we don't. We trust today's lesson number 133, Ministers as Sowers, has helped to inform you and strengthen you and encouraged you. God bless you. Amen and amen.